Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Well, good evening to you all, one and all, wherever you may be, whether you be stateside or in the UK, I'd love to hear from you tonight. This is Andrew D, and this is my show. It is called Spiritual Awakenings, and it is about mediumship. I do work with spirit. I work with your energies. I work with the energies of your loved ones who've crossed over and passed to the spirit world. And what I aim to do tonight for you, free of charge, you don't get this every day of the week, do you? What's free these days? Well, free of charge, is a mini reading for you, and hopefully what we will be able to do is connect you to your loved ones to provide evidence of their survival in the world of spirit, and also if there's any guidance that they can offer you with what's going on in and around you with your life today. What I don't guarantee is I don't guarantee to connect to somebody in particular that you want to be there, but believe it or not, that has happened in the past. Somebody said, I want to speak to whoever it may be, and they've come through. So send your thoughts up now, please. You don't have to be on bended knee at the foot of your bed to say your prayers. Prayers are thoughts, whether you pray to God or whether you pray to your loved ones in the spirit world, and ask them for their help on a daily basis to help you with your life here in the physical world. Then send your thoughts up now and ask them to get themselves down here and have a chat to me, and we'll see if we can put a few things together tonight for you. So what have we got? Well, do you know what? Last week, ladies and gents, I decided to dig my oracle cards out and a couple of angel cards as well. Doreen Virtue. Doreen, if you're listening tonight, hello. If not, why not? But I decided to dig the cards out, and there's one particular lady that was looking for a certain bit of guidance and inspiration. And it's easy for me to sit here at the end of a microphone and say, oh, by the way, I've pulled this card out. I really wish I'd had a camera or even, well, I don't wish the show was on a webcam, because some of us haven't got faces for radio, have we? I haven't got faces for TV, others have. But anyway, I won't say any more about that. But what I will say is I just wish I could have shown this lady last week the cards that had been pulled out, because I think in one respect she was not quite believing or quite accepting what was being told to her from spirit. And the cards that came out underlined everything I told her. So that's why I use them, to underline what's come out in the reading. And every now and again, I just feel inspired to get the cards out and work with them. Maybe one pack, maybe all three, who knows. But how do you get through tonight? I talked about you and your readings and you being able to get through to me. Well, I've heard a few people have called in already, but if you're listening in and you would like to get through, we hardly have anybody from the UK, and I don't know whether that's because the number we have is a toll-free stateside number. Sorry, I just put my tongue back in. But you can also get through on Skype. Simply go to Blog Talk Radio, look up me, Andrew D, or even, Blog Talk Radio, look up me, Andrew D, or On Air Now, and you'll find my show. Click on the Skype link if you've got Skype, and you'll get through to Ken, my producer, for nothing, absolutely zero cost, and you'll be able to have a chat to me. But if you're stateside, it's 760-283-4611, and that's how you get through tonight. We'll be going to the phone lines in about 10 minutes time or so, because I know we've got a few callers lined up waiting already, but we can always go to those a little bit later on. So we're going to have a little bit of music in a minute, but the song I've chosen tonight, I don't know whether you remember the Batman film. I've chosen a couple of songs, and the Batman film, there was a song by Seal called A Kiss from a Rose. And guys, I don't believe in coincidences. I meant things are just to be the way they are. And since I moved house down here to the country a few months back, you know, everything seems to have gone in a certain direction. I know I've mentioned this before, but it seems to be carrying on that way. So either my life was meant to turn at this point, or the fact that, you know, I was meant to move here because these certain things were waiting for me. But my wife's mother was called Rose, and she passed away before I met my wife, so she wasn't technically my mother-in-law. But my wife's mother was called Rose, and since we've moved down here, the amount of links and connotations to the name Rose that have never happened in all the years we've been together, me and my wife. Just seems to suddenly have happened now. And I won't bore you with them now, but there was enough links that even my wife said, do you know what, there's another link to the name Rose, or there's that name Rose again. That seems to be what we're doing at the moment. So maybe it's a message from her mom in spirit world. But what I will say is I will dedicate this song to her, to Rosemary. And it's A Kiss from a Rose by Seal. Take it away, Ken. There you go. That was Seal and A Kiss from a Rose, dedicated to my wife's mom, who is in spirit, and she's been there, God, 20-odd years now, so a long time ago. But as you know, guys, spirit, there is no yesterday, there is no tomorrow. We just work in the world of the now, and that's what spirits are helping us do right now. So where are we going to next? Well, we're going to go to the phones in a couple of minutes' time, but... guys, I've just been looking in the chat room then. It's all very, very quiet. I'm not sure quite what's going on. Some weeks it can be very, very busy, and other weeks it's there's no chat at all. So, guys, have a bit of fun listening to the show, and let's sort of make the world a bit a smaller place via the chat room and get a little bit of activity going in there. And if you still want to contact me, then you can hear the show now. Then the number, again, I will give it to you, is 760-283-4611. And if you want to as well, you can also retrieve your readings back from www.mikespirit.fm. Okay, and that's where you can listen to your reading. So after the show's finished, my producer Ken will publish the show, and that's where you can go and get your readings from later on. So don't forget that. Make a note of it. www.mikespirit.fm. Okay, guys. Now listen, I don't know. I'm going to see how the show goes for now, right? But I've got a feeling there are some strange energies about tonight. And for those of you who listen into the show, you will know that, you know, we generally have a good time. We have a good chat. And I love talking to people from around the world to see where they're up to, see what they're doing, see what's going on in their lives, and see if we can, shed a little bit of light on things. But strange energies tonight, or just a quirky, strange feeling tonight. So let's see how that goes. And I'm not sure why that is, but I'd like to be wrong. So let's see what happens. But, guys, we're going to go to the phones now. And I believe we have got Area 510. And I believe that is Rochelle. Rochelle in California. Yes. How are you there, Rochelle? Yes. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And just to let you know, my mom's name is Rosemarie.
Oh, well, there you go. Now, how bizarre is that, eh? And
yeah.
Do you know what? My wife actually chose that song tonight because I said, just pick a song. And she said, well, what sort of song has it got to be? I said, just pick a song. She said, A Kiss from a Rose. So there you go, Rochelle. So everybody can always take something from that as well, can't they? And my great-grandmother's name was Rosemarie as well. So there you go.
Wonderful.
So, okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Rochelle. And how are you today, okay?
Yeah, I'm very good. Thank you for being there.
That's no problem at all. Right, let's see where we can go with this. What I'll do, Rochelle, as you know, it's a spiritual show. We try and connect to spirit. We'll see who's there. And what I'll say is that, you know, let's see what comes out of the reading. And if we don't hit the nail on the head, you're free to ask questions as well. And we'll see how it goes. But first of all, what I'm going to do is shuffle my angel cards, and I'm not going to turn any of them over till right at the end of the reading. And I promise you that as well. I just wish you could see this. Right, no sleight of hand here. Okay, Rochelle, literally, I find this shuffling the cards is quite a good way to link to spirit, because I think because I'm concentrating on the cards, they suddenly step in. Now, I've got a lady with me at the moment, so I do feel that this lady is a grandmother here. Now, you told me your mum's name was Rosemarie, but I'm being made aware by your grandmother here that your mum was named possibly after her mum, or the name is carried across in the family. Would this make sense to you,
yes,
Rochelle?
Yes, her mother's name was Rose.
Thank you, because that's who I've got with me. That's what she just told me. She said that's where the link is. Thank you very much for that. And as she works with me as well, she's making me aware. Ah, now, Rose isn't a very Germanic name, but she is giving me links to Germany here. Would you understand links to Germany in the family as it goes back? Would that make sense to you, Rochelle?
No, we have no connections with Germany.
Okay, then. Well, if you could watch out for that for me, please, because she's making me aware. And I tell you what I feel is, right, she's making me aware here, Rochelle, that, and I want to get, it's funny because some people want to give lots of evidence of who they are in specific incidents, and she'll come on to that. But what she's also making me aware of, she wants to very much bring her character through here, because your grandmother, Rose, did you actually know her?
Yes.
Okay, good. The reason is, because sometimes I can give lots of evidence and people say I never met them. Okay, but what she's making me aware here is, Rose, that she's telling me here that somebody in the family, and I feel if it's not your brother, I'm being made aware of a man in the family who's trying to trace the family tree, and is they're trying to work out the family further than, I want to say, almost like the sort of, well, she said to me, the gold rush. That's what I'm being made aware of here. They're trying to face the family tree quite a lot further back, and they've become stuck at the moment. Would this make sense to you?
Well, we do have a cousin that did the entire family tree, and she went back way many generations, and she did that several years ago.
Ah, right, okay. But would you understand as well, because your grandmother's telling me here, that she's telling me here that there are the certain points in the family tree that she just never got any further and she had to leave that. Would you understand this at all?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I'll leave that with you, because that's what she's telling me, and I can't force you to take it, but I feel as though this there's information there that will come. She's telling me there's information that will come to light, and she's telling me that somewhere in the family, it's almost either somebody married in, because people almost just look down their own generational links rather than people marrying into the family. And she's making me aware here that further back, the people married in, and there was German connections there. So I'd have to leave that with you for you to find out. So I'm sorry you can't verify that now, but your grandmother is making me aware here that she's telling me here that she would have had problems with her liver. Would you understand this?
No, not her liver.
Okay, I'll tell you why, right? I know you said no, not her liver, but, right, okay, because I'm being drawn very much here to her, she said her belly, and I feel like I've got a hard lump here, and it feels like almost, I know I mentioned liver before, and I'm not going to sort of list the whole body parts, but that's where she's drawn, is to the front of my, I won't say belly area here, between the ribs, and I've just been made aware of a condition here. But she's also making me aware here, she's bringing me memories here of somebody around you that would have also suffered breast cancer. Would this make sense to you?
No breast cancer, but I have a friend that just learned he has a tumor on his liver and he's got terminal cancer.
Right, okay. Because I hate people when they say, oh, I'll make this fit. But that's where she was drawing me to, and she's making me aware of the liver and a lump here in the middle of my body. So obviously that's what she's trying to bring in there for you. Mm-hmm. But will you watch out? I don't forecast things and I don't predict things in that respect, but she's making me aware here of somebody that would have found a small lump in their left breast, and that's what I'm being made aware of at the moment. And she's just making me aware here that if that's not being made aware of now, that that will come to light for you, but it's going to be fine. It's going to be...
Okay.
She just said, just watch out. Just keep your ears open and listening for that. But back to you, Rochelle. Your grandmother's making me aware here that... she's telling me you're feeling very unsettled at the moment, and she said, you're almost like a cat. There's an old saying that we use called like a cat on a hot tin roof, and it's almost like you can't settle, and you feel as though you're being dragged off in a certain, well, she's telling me almost in a spiritual direction in one respect, but you feel as though you're anchored to the ground in the physical sense. Would this make sense to you, Rochelle?
Yes.
Okay, and what she's making me aware of here, she said you're feeling as though the, and you know, we had this conversation, or we had this chat last week on the show about people following the heart but being sort of grounded in the physical sense, and she's telling me that, she's making me aware here of upset around you and feeling as. And it's almost this feeling of frustrated and not being able to move forward in the way that you feel that you need to go, but you're being held back. And I want to say, she's making me aware here of, I want to say, relationships here, a relationship issue, this feeling that you can't move on from that. Would you understand that as well, Rochelle?
That's a part of it.
Okay, thank you. Well, all she's telling me here is, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn these cards over now, because before I say anything more, I'm just going to randomly pick these cards and see what they've got for me, and I'll read those out in a minute. Right, okay then. And what your grandmother's telling me here, because I'm being made aware of, if it's not an interstate move, she's also talking about a need to move from where you physically live out of the area, and almost like to, well, I've now looked at one of the cards, so it's underlined what she's telling me anyway, but the need for you to move on and start afresh. But she's also talking about work here around you as well, that it's almost like everything needs to be refreshed and renewed. And what she's also showing me here symbolically is a snake shredding its skin and starting again. And as you know, when snakes do that, it's almost like a rejuvenation. It's almost like the phoenix rising from the flames here, and this is what I'm seeing around you from your grandmother as well at the moment. So would you understand all of these frustrations that all seem to be, there's no seem to be one separate incident that you can sort out? They all seem to be interlinked.
I think I'm going through a transition. I'm looking for a new career position that takes priority. Relationship is on the back burner. But I am trying to go into a new, get a new type of job, and that's been straining for me.
Okay, well, what I'll say to you here, and you can always ask your grandmother and ask her to, you know, send her guidance down as well. But what she's making me aware of here, And I want you to, because I'm going to go to the card right now while you send your thoughts up, because spirit work on a world of thought. And you know, as soon as you've sent that thought off to her, she'll connect to me straight away. Tell you what, and she's also making me aware, she's making me aware of a very stiff shoulder here, and I feel it's almost like it's my left shoulder that suddenly feels very stiff. Would you understand this? It's almost like you have difficulty rotating it. If it's not you, you would know somebody close to you who suffers from this. Would this make sense to you?
Yeah, I have a friend with that issue, yes.
Okay, thank you. Well, right, all she's making me aware of here is that your grandmother's telling me that that can be sorted out. Now, I know medical care costs a lot of money in the States, but she's saying a physio can sort that out, because I'm being made aware here that she's paid money to, we would say in this country, quacks. These are sort of phony doctors. It's almost like there's good money being spent after bad here on people who are prolonging the process here, where, you know, to try and claw more money out of it. And a good physiotherapist will sort that out instantly, she's telling me. So, and it's a pity she's not here, or he's not here, because I could lay my hands on there and get some healing. But send your thoughts up to your grandmother, because I'm going to read these cards up to you now. And straight away, the Oracle card here, Rochelle, is telling me it's telling you to start anew. And that's actually showing a picture of a caterpillar here with turning into a butterfly and heading off. And now, I mentioned the snake shredding the skin here. This is exactly the same, the butterfly going off anew. And mm-hmm. The Archangel Michael card here is saying it's time to leave an unhealthy situation. Your grandmother brought through the relationship side of things, the work side of things. But I mentioned the spiritual development side here, and it's also the messages from your angels cards are telling you that you are a light worker, and you need to shine your light upon the earth for all of its inhabitants. But what I will say to you, in terms of the job situation, there are changes coming up for you here, Rochelle, and I'm also being made aware here. I want to take you through to mid-October to November here, because the reason your grandmother's taking me to that period in time is because she said that at the moment you're getting frustrated because you want to move on, you want to change the situation around yourself, but you're not. Would it make sense to you if I said that you're physically not putting one step, one foot in front of the other and making these changes happen for yourself? It's almost a bit like you're waiting for the changes to happen around you. Would you understand that?
Yes, because I'm so exhausted from my efforts, I don't know where to go anymore or try anymore. My energy is running low.
Okay. Well, what she's telling me here is sometimes doing nothing is a way of sort of doing everything. And what she's telling me here is you've mentioned about being exhausted, but what your grandmother is telling me here is that you, by taking some time out and taking some rest and almost trying to detach yourself from the situation at the moment, that will reignite your passion and things will start to fall into place. So she's telling me sometimes we can try a little bit too hard, and all she's telling me is for you to take that time out, recharge your batteries, and come the middle of October, going into November, things will start moving forward for you again. So if I can leave Rose's love with you, and thank you very much
thank
for calling
you.
In today.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye now, Rochelle.
God bless.
Okay, guys, I believe it is. Right, I think we've got Jill, Illinois, area code 817. Is that right, Jill?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, you know you're next, don't you, Jill? It's good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you. I tried talking to you the other day, and it kept cutting out, remember?
I tell you what it is, Jill.
I understand when you channel through, you don't remember.
Do you know what? I don't remember anything. No, I'm shocking. And do you know when I do readings for people, I get so many names come through, I can't remember the name of the person sat in front of me. So that's why I'm 46 now, and I feel like I'm 86. I start to have to write everything down so I don't forget.
Right, I understand.
Right, okay, Jill. So you're not being cut out now, and we've finally got through. So you're through in Illinois, and how's life with you at the moment?
You know what? I just, because of my family, and I have suffered a lot of abuse, and I don't know if I'm processing something. I'm having panic attacks. It's like it's just overwhelming, and I'm 51.
Okay then. Okay. Now what I am being made aware of here straight away, and it's strange the way spirit work with me sometimes, Jill, in the straight away, I'll have somebody make themselves known to me, and they want to, you know, the straight in there. And working on the radio here is a totally different way of working, one-to-one, face-to-face, or even in doing a demonstration. The energy just seems to work, work differently. And there's somebody who just said to me at the moment that, you've told me your age, you're 51, but... I've got a gentleman coming through here at the moment, and that's where the cough came from as well. My apologies. But he's also telling me here that you have been taking on, now you've told me about taking on other people's energies, but you've also been, I want to say, taking on a lot of other people's problems as well. Would this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, and this is where it's coming from as well, because, I'm going to be shuffling the cards any second now, because... But what I'm being told here, Jill, is that you've been taking on other people's problems, and you feel as though you feel as though you need to be there for other people, and some people are in need. But you know the old saying about a friend in need is a pest? And this is what I feel as though, that you're being pestered here. It's almost like you've done favors for people, and you've done, you know, you've done some chores for the people out of the goodness of your heart. But I'm also being made aware of, by one particular young lady, that this has been taken advantage of. Would you understand this?
Yeah, and you know, there was, and I just, see, this is where I'm guilty. I took care of these feral cats for years. This other girl, we're finding out, is an animal hoarder. She took over. Now they're her cats. She's feeding them. She wants food all the time. I don't have the money to take care of my daughter and I don't know. She did take over the cats. Do I help her or not help her? She doesn't, you know, she's taking care of 70 cats.
Wow. Okay,
so, I don't know. I'm torn. You know, she is feeding the cats I used to feed, but then it's like it's too much for me with her begging from me all the time. I'm torn.
Well, thank you for that. Now, I was aware of somebody around you at the moment that sort of is taking you for a bit of a ride at the moment. But I think the problem here is, and I'm going to bring this gentleman through in a second. I think the problem here is, Jill, is that because you started feeding the cats, and then she took over, it's almost like, you know, she's passing the buck back to you, and it's almost like a bit of a joint problem where, you know, perhaps if you'd have just carried on as you were, you might have kept it down to, you know, kept a lid on the situation and sort of not let it get out of control. And now she's assumed responsibility. It's all got a little bit much, and now she's trying to pass it back to you. But this gentleman, I feel I've got Dad here at the moment. Now, I'm not saying this is Dad's name, but I've just heard the name Roger being called for you. Would you understand the name Roger at all?
Okay, my dad's name is Robert. There was a guy. There's a guy that I know not well that used to live in my neighbor named Roger.
Ah, right. Okay, thank you. Well,
Robert is my dad's name.
Okay, and do you know what? Sometimes I wish I'd said, asked him, could he say that again? Because I was chatting to you, and so it's when I'm sort of, I want to say, distracted, that's when all the information comes in, because I'm not concentrating on connecting with that link. But would you understand with Dad as well? Because as he comes through, he's making me aware here that I coughed when I was trying to talk to you before, and I said about where the information had come from, and I suddenly uncontrollably was started to cough. With Dad, I feel here that he's making me aware that he had a problem swallowing, but he would have also had a problem. He's making me aware of not his lungs, but his bronchial tubes here. That it's almost like this condition that wouldn't go away, and it's forever there, that gave him this really irritating cough. Would you understand this, Dad?
When he died, before he died, you know, at the end of his life, he really had a hard time swallowing.
Right, thank you.
It was very painful. At the end, I just could only give him ice cream, and he was having a hard time with that.
Wow. Well, he just said to me now, he just, two things. He just said, now, he's making me aware here that he can enjoy a cigarette in comfort now. Would you understand this with Dad, where either he used to smoke, or, because he's making me aware that the problems he had could have been smoking related, because he's definitely showing me a cigarette here. So would this make sense to you?
Well, he smoked when he was younger, but not most of his life, no.
Okay, right. Okay, thank you. Now, what Dad's also making me aware of, Jill, he's also telling me here that, now you told me about the problem with his throat and not being able to swallow properly, but would you understand, Dad's telling me here that before he passed away, now you've mentioned about helping him with the ice cream, and I'm trying not to think about the situation, I'm just listening to what he's telling me, and he's making me aware here that he said, you gave it, he said, okay then. towards the end, he started to lose it, but you allowed him to keep his dignity. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what he's telling me here. And he just wants to thank you for that, because he said it would have been easy, and he's telling me here, it would have been easy for you to hand him over to care workers, and for him to, he would have lost his dignity, because he was always a man that was very independent and always liked to, he always liked to do things for himself and take care of himself. And towards the end, he's making me aware, you said about the ice cream, but he said you used to help him the swallowing is another matter, but he said you physically helped to feed him. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and he just said, but you still did it with dignity, and you allowed him to be part of that process rather than treating him like a baby. And you know, here's your food. You know, I'm off to do something else. But he said you were always so gentle with him as well. And he said, now, because he's telling me here that his hands shook as well, didn't they, before he passed away? Would this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, and he just said to me, he said you never could shave him properly. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, and he's just joking about that now. All he wants to do, and the reason he's talking like this, because I've just asked him about the cats, and Dad's just said to me, Jill, he said, look, he said, you can only do what you can do. What you did for your dad, you did because you could do it, but you can only do so much now. You're looking after your daughter. You've told me that. And what he said as well is, he said, don't be beating yourself up about things you can't do. Just concentrate on what you can do. And he said the love and affection that you showed him, because he also told me he was difficult towards the end, wasn't he? Would that make sense to you?
Okay,
and
he was just not well.
Yeah, well, he understands that, but he's telling me as well that was the frustration that, you know, he brought. That was his frustration coming out, because he's telling me that he said he knows he'd lost his temper a few times, but he said that was never at you. He said that was with himself, and that was the only way that he could really sort of display that. But all he said, back to the cats, all he said is that he said, concentrate on what you can do. And he said, at the end of the day, he said, a piece of string is only so long. He said, you can only make it go so far. He said, and the same as he just said the same for your tax dollars, your own dollars in your purse. And he just said, you can only do so much. And he said, but you've got to learn to toughen up, Rochelle. That was the previous lady, Jill. He said, you've got to toughen up, because he said, you're so nice to so many people. He said, but you don't know when to say no. And he said, now is the time to start saying no and start to look after yourself and be a little bit selfish. So can I leave that with you?
Yes, thank you. But, the panic attacks and everything are going to pass.
Yes, they are, because what you're panicking about, he's telling me here, what you're panicking about is not being able to live up to expectations. And you've also set the benchmark too high for yourself. You're panicking about what you can and can't do. And he's just said to me, just concentrate on what you can do, not what you can't do. He said, the panic attack will pass. He said, they'll also pass as well. He said, when you learn to separate out what is important from what is unimportant. And he's telling me here that the panic attacks will also pass when you learn to draw the line, he said, and that's exactly when it will happen. Let's take this forward. Do you know what? You can do this tomorrow, he's just said to me. He said, Rome wasn't built in a day. So your dad was a great philosopher in many respects. So I'll leave this love with you, Jill, and take care and all my love to Illinois, okay?
Thank you so, so much. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, ladies and gents, I know we've got, I think it's Pam in Area 919 down in Florida. I'm not going to be too long now, Pam, because I would like to play another song. And we've also got 415 there, Nancy. So we'll be coming to you straight after this song. And it's Halo by Beyoncé. Enjoy the music.
Awaken every rule I had you breaking. It's the risk that I'm taking.
Ending, wasn't it? Right, I've just been in the chat room and we've got Kyra Rina in there, and I know Ken's listening in, and Ken, she just said she was, her area code is 650 and it shows up as restricted. So Kyra Rina, sorry about that, and I don't know whether you can disconnect the restricted on there, and I did apologize to you in the chat room. And the reason is, as well, ladies and gents, is that a couple of weeks back we had somebody who was, let's say, not being very nice in the chat room, and we want to keep things transparent here. So no offense to anybody whatsoever, but if you can take the restricted number off your phone, and I know we have it for security in this country as well, you can restrict your phone number for obvious reasons, but to stop people dialing back. But we do that on the show, just because when you call in, we ask for your area code, we ask for your name. So let's keep it transparent, and you know, everything's equal then, isn't it? So no offense, Carolina, but please do dial in, and we'll try and get you in before the end of the show. If it comes up as restricted, we'll know it's you. If not, try again next week. Now, I really do want to crack on with some readings. But for Jill, who phoned from Illinois, I hope you're still listening in, Jill. I didn't draw the cards for you before, and it does actually... Teresa here from the message from your angel, the Doreen Virtue cards. It does actually say, time out. You've been so busy taking care of everyone else's needs. It's now time to stop and take care of yourself. Perfect. Absolute perfect. Archangel Michael just tells you to focus upon divine and perfect health. Panic attacks, we've mentioned that. And rise and shine from the Oracle cards. Wake up. It's the start of a new day. And I mean that literally, not just today, tomorrow, I mean the rest of your life. Okay, ladies and gents, we need to move on quickly because I've got about, it's only about 15 minutes there. So we'll move on quickly, and I would like to go straight to Pam in Florida on code 919. Pam, are you there, please?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
Well, that's a wonderful clear line, Pam. How are you today, okay?
I am great. How are you?
Okay. I'm great, thanks. Yeah, and I'm not even going to ask you what the weather's like in Florida, so it'll just make me jealous.
That's funny.
Right, okay then. Pam, what I want to do quickly, because I want to try and get through as many callers as I can tonight. We've got a few more people that are looking to call in. And what it is as well, I've got a gentleman who's just joined me straight away here. In fact, I've got a young man and an older gentleman here. And the older gentleman has asked me to bring the young man forward, because this young man, I feel... is desperate to get through. And this young man here is making me worry. I've got pains in my chest here, and it's literally in the center of my chest, not over my heart, but center of my chest. And I feel like Now, I sometimes just describe it as a lump, and that could even be, you know, it could be something internal. But this gentleman's making me aware here that right in the center of his breastbone, you know, I feel like this was a tumor here with him that spread throughout his body. And I know lots of people suffer desperately from cancer, but he's making me aware here that he's telling me he didn't know a lot about where he was towards the end here, because he's telling me that not only did it start in the wall of his chest, he's making me aware here that he would have ended up literally with cancer of the brain here, and he did not know where he was, and he's telling me he went blind towards the end of his life. Would you understand this at all, Pam?
Well, my neighbor, it could have been him. My dad had a heart attack, so.
Sorry, it could have been your neighbor. He
had cancer.
Right, okay, thank you. But would you understand where I mean, I don't know how well you knew your neighbor, but he's making me aware here that it would have started in his chest and it would have spread throughout his body, but particularly, he's making me aware particularly of his head, his brain, and he said he was out of it towards the end. And would this make sense?
Yeah, it did go off there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And he's insistent on about the blindness towards the end. He's telling me that the tumor would have pressed on his optic nerve, and he's telling me he would have been blind towards the end of his life, or he had severely impaired vision. Would you understand this at all?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much for that, because he was absolutely insistent on, you know, letting you know that. And he's telling me here that he's making me aware here he wasn't that old either. Now, I can't really put a handle on his age, but he's telling me he wasn't that old. Would this make sense as well?
Yeah, he was 62. So, yeah, that's not old to me.
Oh, right, okay, it is to me. Only joking. Right. Only joking there. Okay, thank you. But I'm being made aware of it's strange because I've got the conditions of one man, but I've got a young man stood here with me as well. Now, the young man... that was your neighbour wanting to say hello, and I'll bring him back through in a second. But I've also got this young man here, and it's strange sometimes because as spirits come in together, I'm learning about the different energies as well, and they come in, and sometimes I bring the conditions of two different people through. But this young man, he's very patiently stood here, and he's making me aware here that he's wearing a biker jacket here, and he's also telling me here that he would have loved riding motorbikes. But he's also making me aware here that he's telling me about either... he had a severe injury to his left leg, or he would have lost his left leg at some point. Would you understand this with a young man in spirit at the moment?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, well, thank you for coming in. I'll just bring your neighbour quickly back in here. And what he's making me aware of here, Pam, is that he's making me aware here that he's telling me you, with yourself, excuse me, he's telling me here that either you've become very sceptical of life, or he's making me aware here that you've become very, I don't want to use the word suspicious, but you've become, well, I want to say cynical here. Would this make sense to you, Pam, where you've been, in certain aspects,
yeah,
you become cynical about what's going on around your life?
Yes.
Yeah,
I would
okay.
Say yes.
Okay. And he said cynical in the respect that, he said, you've started to ask yourself about what it all about, or why has this turned out that way, or, for example, why... Well, he just said, why did the good die young? You know, almost that sort of cynicism that he's telling me that you're questioning a lot about your own life and life in general. And he's telling me here that you're seeing life as being unfair at the moment. Would that make sense to you?
Well, I don't really think it's unfair, but, yeah, there's things.
Okay,
so,
thank
yeah.
you. Now, I'll ask him why he's... Okay, I'll ask him to rephrase that, because he's trying to make this point very strongly here. Okay, then. Now, I know Florida's a big place, but tell you where he's taking me to. He's walking me down to... he's walking me down a jetty at the moment where there's a boat at the end. And, you know, I don't know where you are in Florida, but he's making me aware here of a boat with a jetty. Can I just... would you understand where there is boats around you if you're close to the coast? Would this make sense?
Yeah. We took
okay.
him out. He was buried on a boat. So.
Ah, right. Okay. So I should have asked him, actually. Normally, I normally go back to spirit and ask him why he's showing me the boat. But thank you for that as well. Now, he's telling me here as well, Pam, and I'm going to come on to exactly why he's come through in a minute and the message for you. But he's making me aware here that he said, would it make... he's laughing here because he said, what, you told me you took his ashes out. Was it his ashes you took on a boat?
Yes.
And he's making me aware here that either somebody got ashes blown back on them. He's making me aware here either the wind changed direction or there was a gust of wind that blew the ashes in the wrong direction. He's making me aware here that people got covered in ashes. Would you understand this at all?
Well, no, I wouldn't know that, but it
okay,
could have happened.
Okay. I can only reiterate what he's telling me. But anyway, the reason he's come through here, just what he's telling me here, that first of all, he showed me here a cat that was left behind after he passed away. Either he looked after a cat, and I feel it wasn't even his cat. But would you understand where there was a cat left behind?
No, they had dogs.
Oh, right, okay then, 50-50, cats or dogs. But anyway, the reason he's come through for you tonight, Pam. He's making me aware here that he said, it talked about you become slightly cynical, but he's telling me here as well that he's making me aware of family around you here. And he's making me aware here that he said family where you feel as though they should have kept in touch and they've moved away, or family that you've been trying to get in touch with. And he's telling me here that he said, he's also making me aware here that particularly where money is concerned, he said, he's telling me that where there's money concerned and family, he said, family and money linking together. He's making me aware of issues, and he's not opening this up at all. He's keeping this very private, but he's making me aware of issues where there's family and money connected. Would you understand this?
No.
Okay. Right, what I'll do, I mean, I can only bring him through at the moment, Pam, and I've asked him for more.
Okay.
I've asked him why he's come through, but I'll ask him for one more thing, and if he can't take that, then I'll move on to the next caller, and thank you for calling, okay? Right, okay. Now, okay. Okay, Pam, would it make sense to you? He's talking about a sense of loneliness around you at the moment. Would this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And when we talked about life being unfair before, he's referring to the sense of loneliness as well. And he said this is where it all connects. But he's also telling me here, you're a very private person. And he said, you don't air your washing in public. And he just said to me, he said, even if I was to meet you face to face, he said you were very limited in what you would tell other people, and not many other people know an awful lot about you yourself. Would this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's where he's coming from at the moment. And all I can say, Pam, I'm going to leave it there for now, because he's telling me that because of your privacy that you like to maintain, and there's no disrespect to you whatsoever, but all he's telling me is, he said, he just wants to leave this, and he said, start to open your heart, and he said, you will see the world in a different way. And I don't know what he means by that, open your heart again, because he's making me aware that it's either been closed out or shut down your emotions, but he just said, open your heart again and things will start to open up again for you, and you will see the world from a different perspective. So can I leave his love with you, and thank you for working with me?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Pam. Take care now. Bye-bye. Right, okay, ladies and gents, we have got to go quickly. I think it's we've got 10 minutes left. We lost Kyrena there, but area code 415, is that correct? Hello? Right, whoever's there next. Ken, just put me through to the next caller, please, whoever it may be. Thank you. Hello.
Hi.
There.
Hi, it's Rena, finally.
So you did get area code 650.
Yes, I'm so sorry. I'm still trying to figure out Skype, so my apologies.
Oh, right. Well, we don't get many calls from the States on Skype, so that's what it was. So, Ken, if we get restricted in the future, we'll try and chat to people and see if they're on Skype and see whether they've worked it out. So maybe that's what it is. Okay, Rena, well, thank you. You got through eventually. Obviously, you were meant to get through. Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from New York.
Oh, we've got a real spread today. I mean, normally it's over in California, but I've got about 8 minutes before I get cut off, Rena. So how can I help you today?
Just wanted to see what you've picked on me just on my life, my personal life, anyone who comes through to give me any guidance.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, Rena, I'm a... Straight away, I don't know why, but I've got links to the Philippines here. Would you understand this at all?
I do, yeah.
Thank you very much indeed. I don't know where that came from. Of all the countries in the world, I know that the Philippines came through. Okay, what I'm doing, I've been told straight away to shuffle these cards for you, and I'm going to turn them over straight away. No, I'm not. I'm going to work with spirit because I've got a gentleman who's come through here. And this gentleman that I've got at the moment, Rena, I'm going to be very quick with what he's got. I'm going to say, I feel like this gentleman is dad at the moment. Well, can I ask his dad in spirit?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. But I'm also...
My granddad.
That's why I asked, because sometimes I only hear the last bit, you see, you know, granddad or... And, you know, in the UK and the US, we've got so many different phrases. You know, we've got grandpops, pops or whatever. And,
you know,
it tends to be granddad in this country or gramps or something like that. Anyway, I just heard dad. So anyway, but he's making me aware here. Granddad is... Right. He's making me aware here that before he passed away, I'm being made aware here. He's telling me here that I feel that he had a blocked artery in his heart or a blocked valve here, because he's telling me about terrible chest pains that he had with his heart, and he's telling me here that it would have been his heart that took him. Would you understand this at all?
It was actually my grandmom, his wife, who had that issue before he passed.
Ah. But would you understand with her, because I'll ask him why he's showing me this, that she would, and he's being very specific about a blocked valve or a blocked artery. Would you understand this?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And I'll ask him why. Ah, right. You've actually, they've all joined me now. As soon as I've sort of opened up a little bit more, I've got your grandmother here, I've got your grandfather here, but I've got children here with me as well, Rena. Children that have passed to spirits as well. I'm being made aware of young cousins here. And I feel if they weren't twins, they were very close in age, a boy and a girl. Would you understand this as well?
No, I don't understand the children.
Okay, well, I'll ask them. They're making themselves stand very far back from me. So, right, okay. Now, I am being taken here, far away here, but... Right, let's get this sorted out. Okay, right. Your grandfather's making me aware of your grandmother's condition, but it's him that wants to step forward here. And he's making me aware himself here, before he passed away. He's telling me here that he would have, if he hadn't gone blind, he's making me aware that he would have suffered greatly with his eyesight, with a loss of eyesight. And he's telling me he would have had lots of eye infections. Would you understand this, Rena, with your grandfather?
With my grandfather, not really, no.
Okay, right. This is very mixed, because this is what I'm getting at the moment. But I'm not going to dwell on it. I'll ask him to step to one side and ask his grandmother to step in here. Right. Now, your grandmother here, I know you told me she suffered with her heart, but what she's also making me aware of here, Rena.
Yeah.
Right. Ah, right. Okay. Now, they're making me aware here that in many cases, your family have... she's telling me, would it make sense if you've fallen out with your family? Because I'm being made aware that they're keeping the distance here at the moment, and I'm trying to draw them in closer. And they're telling me here that you have either cut yourself off from some family, or they're a family that are deliberately not keeping in touch. There's been a split in the family and a falling out. Would you understand this, Rena?
Not really a falling out, but I live away from my family, so maybe that's what they're alluding to.
That's what I'm getting, this distance at the moment, okay.
Yeah.
But they're also making me aware of here, Rena, you're saying about direction in your life as well, because I'm being made aware here of a feeling to be drawn close to the family as well here, and I feel there's either a coming together, or there is a celebration coming up here, because they're making me aware here that they want to bring the family back together, and they're telling me here that you've told me there's not a falling out, but they're telling me that they want to bring everybody closer together, but it's almost like you were forced apart. Would you understand this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, thank you. Now, all they want to bring in here for me, Rena, is because I'm being told, they're telling me here that, Right, okay. Rena, this is going to sound really weird here, because they're telling me here that there is either a lot of secrets in the family, or there is secrets within the family, and I want to say, or there's people that they don't quite understand what you do or where you work, or there is an element of secrecy between the family here, and they're talking, your grandparents here are talking about, I want to say, secrets that are being kept, and they want it kept that way. Would you understand this at all?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Because they're not opening any of this up to me, and they just want to make their presence known. But all they're telling me here is that you will come closer to your family again. But I'm also being made aware here that there are elements. This is very confusing, and I'm going to have to cut this short in a second because they're telling me they don't want. I've never had this before. They don't want to talk anymore. But what they're making me aware of around yourself is that you have got to start opening yourself up. And I want to say, do you know what, Rena? I'm very sorry about this, but I've literally just been closed down straight away, and I've never had this before, and I find it very interesting, and I would love to know why, but I'm not able to give you any more information, and I've never had this before, so all I can do is apologize to you and say, please listen in again next week, and please try and call again. It may be different, but I've just been closed down here, and I don't know why that is, but can I leave the love of your family with you, and
absolutely.
Hopefully we'll speak. Okay, thank you very much for phoning in, and I can only apologize for that, but take care, okay?
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye now. Right, okay, ladies and gents, we've got a few minutes left now, and Rena's gone as well. Thank you for Rena calling in. And, do you know, I've never had that before. I had a family here with me. They were being very, and I say this respectfully to spirit, they were being very, very cautious about what they wanted to say, maybe because of the nature of the radio and being broadcast, and maybe there are things there that perhaps they didn't want to be discussed. And, you know, spirit open up sometimes, they have a good chat and they don't mind, and you don't mind as a listener, but that's all I'm being made aware of at the moment. That do you know what? I've just been made aware by Rena's family. It's a generational thing here that this is something that is new to them. So I feel maybe they're not even experienced communicators. But I thank Rena's family for coming through from spirit. And I thank Rena as well. And maybe this will work again. But what I can do, Rena, I did shuffle the cards for you. And what I'm also going to do is shuffle the cards here and at least be able to let you listen in. And now one, Archangel Michael is saying, decide to be happy now. The Oracle cards. Now, I talked about secrets here before. And as Rena's family, spirit family here are watching me. As they are my judge, the Oracle cards have said, tell the truth. And I don't know what that means. And I talked about spirits and children and spirits as well before. And the Opal card from Doreen Virtue says, your children on earth and in heaven are happy and well and cared for by God and the angels. Rena didn't know. Rena didn't know about children in spirit, but I had children here. And ladies and gents, I do need to go slow, disappear in a second, excuse me. But what I will say is that I know somebody tried to get through earlier on and they were not able to get through. So apologies for that. I don't know what happened there, but we do try and get through everybody. And I do try and get through as many calls as possible. And that call from Rena there has taught me an awful lot here about the way this can work in the world of spirit. So, ladies and gents, that is me. That is me done. Andrew D, I'm signing off now, and I will speak to you all next week, same time, same place. Take care. Good night.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place, 10:30 p.m. UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MikeSpirit.fm. Or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com.